Log Talk Radio.
You know, we stay jerking over here on our end.
Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Keep checking.
Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind me on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my cutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style like.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle. House of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold. Like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo, and hydro. I'm zoning right now and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking.
Jerkin',
they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerkin'.
Bum 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 bum.
They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
Keep it
jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
Told y'all was gonna breathe on
toes.
Hey, this strictly for top on the radio, man.
Strictly for the radio.
Yeah. I ain't never had it easy. Man, I'm fought for everything. Coming from a small city, happy's a bigger thing. See the mindset of traffic and throw you off your game. How do you think you ain't shit when you really built your name? See, the game is crazy now, and all these faces gaining clout. When the real was putting work in and hold shit down. I respect these dudes, they ain't never left the town. And got that work in and did it out of bounds. The manifestation of vibration, it makes sound. I stood in the circus where I paid off them clowns. When everybody let and gun sound. I was on the top, thought my next blowing pound. See, I had to switch my location, that's okay. I'm a soldier from a soldier, and that's okay. Jerking for the radio, I'm jerking these J's. Fam, pull it up, hell yeah, we blowing J's. I'm cutting up the rock, I'm smoking this hay. My boys talk down, I'm jerking every day. And my fam on the quick, I don't see no other way. 10:33, 1,000 feet, we on the way. I put it on my back, and I'ma rep it every way. 100K is where we stand, no blowers where we stay. This is nation on mine, and it ain't no other place.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real soldier.
Say You tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's Chop on the Radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057 doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? It's Chop on the Radio. Who really jerking?
Honey K or No Way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in
to your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You need
Chop on the Radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door's always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Welcome all you jerkaholics out there, man. This is Chop on the Radio 2 Jerking 10. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby, King 1033 South C, that's me. We getting ready to get it jerking. Y'all already know 100K or No Way, man. We going in. And we got a great chop session tonight, too, man. We going to be getting it in, man, because we got a lot of people scared. You dig? I've been told, man, that we are kind of intimidating sometimes, you dig? Hey, but sometimes, man, you got to be that way when you got to get your point across. You dig? Everybody can't be less intimidating. You got to have somebody out there that's outside the normal, man, that don't do what you expect them to do or say what you expect them to say. Hey, man, that's what Chop on the Radio come into play at, you dig? Now, I know y'all heard, man, we're going to check in with Femo, too. I know y'all heard, man, when we discussed about DJs. And then we also got the discussion tonight about some of you artists out there as well. And it's just common knowledge, man, and things that you should already know. But I feel like we're going to set the record straight. That way, y'all do know when dealing with us. And when I mean us, I mean Femo Nation. So anytime you see that or you hear me say me, anything, us, it's Femo Nation, man. So dealing with Femo Nation is a certain type of way. It don't matter who you deal with outside of us. We don't care. Hey, whatever, salute. Good job. But when it comes to dealing with Chop on the Radio, Femo Nation, everybody that's on the Femo Nation, man, it's a certain type of way you got to rock and roll. You dig? So we're going to get off into that, man. But we got to check in. We got to check in with Femo, man. YL Dallas, Jerk King's Straight Shot. Femo, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, what's going down?
Man, sitting here getting ready to get this jerking in, man, and getting ready to have some fun. We're going to chop too, man. We're going to chop too. How everything been going your way, Femo?
Oh, you already know. Same shit, different day. Motherfucker, you working and working and working. And
man. That's how it go, man. That's how it go. Well, right out the gate, man, we're going to touch on it a little bit before we go off into the break and sauce them up, man. But artists, this is where a lot of artists, not everybody, but a lot of artists, man, got to understand, it's 2022 now, right? It's a whole nother year. It's a lot of reasons why I know personally I stepped away from fooling with certain artists, man, and like going hard for them, giving out a lot of free opportunity, and those are the type of things, man, is because we've done that. We've done that for several people, several artists, and like I said, man, it's just never nothing. It's just never no reciprocation when it comes to that. What I mean by that is, you know, you can put, we didn't put artists on, say, on the show for free, right? Did a whole interview session, played their music. After that interview session, we've never heard from them again. I'm not saying they got to contact us every day, all day long, but we started looking at it like, well, if we can give up our time that and our platform that we do invest in to keep operational, if we give up that for free and we bring an artist on, and artists really not, like, say, no major artist, so it's not going to get us 50,000 listens, not going to get us 10,000 listens. Most of the time it don't give us 5,000 listens from them. You dig? From them, not from Chop on the Radio. We seeing from them bringing it in. So I started thinking, this is me, I started thinking, what are we really gaining? What are we really gaining for putting a lot of artists on for free? The same artists that talk gangster in their music, talk big in their music, hey, whatever, you say whatever you want to say, you rap about whatever you want to rap about, right? But if you're not willing to pull up to the show, say, pay the $10 donation or whatever the jerk package that you get, if you're not willing to pay that, we really not gaining anything. We get music. We contact artists for that type of stuff, man. We got certain connections. You know, we good on that end, too. We love working with artists. But it comes to a time and a point in time to where a lot of artists are looking like scammer behavior. And what I meant by scammer behavior is because a lot of artists will want platforms like Chop on the Radio, man, want us to play their music for free, but never want to call in, never promote that their music is even playing on the show. You know, these things we've talked about before. 2021 ended that. 2021 ended Chop on the Radio and Femo Nation really going hard for artists that's not about reciprocation. It just is what it is. We said it several times, man, before 2022 got here. We also have artists a part of Femo Nation, all right? And we also have people that's working on careers a part of Femo Nation. So we have to invest in ours. You have to invest in yours, simple as it goes. I seen somebody put out there that they was basically talking about platforms, you know, that's asking for this and asking for that. Basically saying for donations and fees and these type of things. What would make a person in this platform that works their ass off collectively as a team, invest in different things, go through everything, the ups and downs, and everything it is to come along with being able to provide this type of platform and keeping it rolling, why would you continue to get that up for free when you see people, or you ain't even got to see them, but when the people that you're giving this up for free to are not even doing anything to honor that? And what I mean by that, and I'm putting everybody right now, what I'm about to say, I'm putting everybody on blast that have done this to us. This is just a prime example. Good example. Y'all good examples for this. A lot of artists, man, we spend their music, when we have, say, spent their music for, let's say, what, Femo, 2 years. And those artists that got those 2 years' worth of spins have never called into the show, never jumped on a social media post, never put any promotion out there that they songs or music is even playing in our playlist. And see, reason why I say scammer behavior is because those type of people, you want to be inside the Chop on the Radio world. You want to gain awareness and listeners from our world. But then when it comes to that reciprocation, you know where to be found, and you can never produce that. That's scammer behavior. You know when the people say, hey, you send me $500, you can make $5,000. But you got to send them something before you can get something. Well, hell, a lot of you artists, y'all ain't even doing any of that. It's gimme, 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 want, want for free, but you're not even investing in your time. And if you say, well, say the $10 donation is not worth it, then your music is not worth us even taking a listen to. It's not worth us putting it in the playlist, and it's not even worth us taking a listen to. Point blank. Period. Simple, man. Just how it is. A lot of artists have to start paying their way. Just because you are a artist does not mean you are supposed to get radio awareness. Just because you are an artist does not mean platforms are supposed to give you anything for free. Speaking for us personally, nobody giving us nothing for free. You same artists that complain about fees and want for free, are y'all putting, like, say, Top on the Radio and these type of platforms, are y'all putting these platforms in your song? Are y'all giving any of these platforms a shout-out in your music? See, this right here is a little enlightening for all these artists that do that. And I'm going to let YL Dallas, I'm going to let Femo touch on it, too. Are you giving a shout-out to any of these platforms in your songs? No. Okay. When you do your music videos, are you making sure these platforms that have played your music and look out for you for free, are you making sure they're getting a cameo in your video? No, you're not doing it, right? When you do a performance and you're going to go perform and they get you in front of the mic and it's your turn to get the mic, are you shouting out any of these platforms that's showing you any kind of love, playing your music, giving you interviews, or anything like that? Are you shouting them out? No, you're not. When you drop your music and you're getting your stream money, are you looking at anybody that helped promote you, help give awareness to you from today people? No, you're not doing any of that. Okay, so what would make a person who about their business, who's trying to push and elevate, what would make them want to fuck with you for free when you're not doing shit? It's retarded. To me, it's retarded. To me, I feel like those are the type of artists who you should double charge, who you should overcharge, who you should get every single amount of pennies you can get out their ass, get out their ass. Why? Because if you don't, it's a waste of your damn time. It's a waste of your time. Now, I know YL Dallas has made several songs mentioning Chop on the Radio, say Femo Nation, Things We Say, all of this good stuff, right? Hey, Femo, y'all wasn't even paying attention, but Femo was trying to show some of y'all asses how you can kind of make up for some shit, right? But you don't do that. I don't understand why some of you artists can give platforms and people in certain positions the least amount, and then you won't them and the most amount for them, and you want that for free. Nah, man, people tired of wasting their time on lame-ass artists, and people can get mad at me. I don't care what you say. Your music can be hot as shit, but a lot of y'all got zero business handling skills. Like, let's just be honest, like, zero. I didn't sit up here on the show and said, hey, stop jumping. It's cool you jump in my inbox to ask about a show or ask how can you get plugged up. But why are you not pulling up to the show? What sense does it make to get in my inbox to ask me about coming on the show or getting plugged up with the show? And you not dialing the phone number to pull up to the show. I don't take you serious. I don't take you serious. I'm not going to watch you. I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to be hitting like on your shit. I'm not going to be telling nobody about you. I'm not promoting you. I'm not doing any of that. For what? For what? I put out a post today about I will be your promoter. You can pay me a monthly fee. That is not anything. That right there is the people are like, okay, well, you know, would you do it for $100? Hell no. Hell no, I'm not supposed to promote you for $100 a month, especially when I have to start from scratch and I have to build your name up with a whole bunch of people that don't know you. It doesn't matter how hot you is in your city. It doesn't matter how hot you is with your friends, your family members. That shit is easy. That's a gimme. So when I look at artists like that, you can have 100 family members. And your 100 family members all hitting likes on your stuff and sharing your stuff. That right there don't even count to me. Why? Because that's your family. That's your homeboys. That's a given. We would think that your homies is supporting you. We would think that your family members is supporting you. Not all of them do. We know this. But just because you got those people rocking with you don't mean that everybody in the world knows who you is. Everybody, just like everybody else, has built their own fan bases. We have built ours as well. We did not just start doing Chop on the Radio, right? We've been working, we've been grinding, we've been putting it down. I posted a lot of old music of mine today just to show people. I was doing some of the same things. But we found out a better way to get better results and better awareness, and we start applying that. You can do that, too. You can do that, too. Nobody has to sit back and keep watching opportunities pass you by. I'm going to say it again. This is 2022. I do not, it doesn't hold any weight with me for you just to get at me about the show. What holds weight with me is seeing you do, like I said on the other show, seeing you do what all the other artists won't do. Pull your ass up to the show. What the hell you scared of? All you damn rappers scared of awareness? Y'all scared of attention? You better soak that shit up or not, but ain't nobody baby feeding y'all no more. You can't do that. You hold people back, and you will hold platforms back. You will hold platforms back, right? A lot of people like to be seen, so when that opportunity is out there, jump on it. You like to be heard. Audio and video, to me, they go hand in hand. If you jumping on a podcast where you can be seen, you should be jumping on somewhere where you can have your audio. But sitting back, I sit back sometimes and I'll watch an artist. Somebody can say, hey, check this artist out. Hey, or somebody can get at me. Hey, what's happening? I'll sit back and watch you a whole fucking day long, right? And then we'll post a show, and I'll sit there and watch the call numbers. I'll say, okay, I'll watch my inbox. Okay, well, this artist, all right, they didn't show up. They didn't even call in. What the hell is you waiting for? And you say a lot of y'all be trying not to pay the fee. Cool. So when we say, like, and other shows do this, when we say pull up, pop your top, I mean pull up and pop your shit. I mean pull up, get your promo in. Pull up, come chop, man. Come check in. That's what I'm looking for, right? I'm tired of just talking with artists and just, we just, that's all we're doing is just fucking talking. I know a million of y'all. I know thousands of y'all. Shit, I be deleting a lot of y'all all the damn time. Why? Because you're never about this jerking. I don't give a damn what you about in your life. Salute to you. Salute to you. I hope it works out. But main thing I care about is how you interact with us, how you interact with our platform. Just like you trying to build your name and you putting in work in, we are as well, and we have as well. We have as well. We humble cats. So sometimes we let people get in and we let people do these things, but that's just because we 100K. That's just how we stand. But are we really helping prepare you for the next steps in your journey? Hell no. Hell no, because we still got the training wheels on you. I got 5 artists right now that have sent me music in my inbox to check them out on these streaming platforms. Why the hell? Come on, man. I just got to let it out. Why the hell would I waste my time to go check you out on your streaming platform? Man, you won't even pull up to the show. Scammer behavior. See, a lot of you artists be talking a lot of shit on the book, be talking a lot of shit on the social media and bragging about this and this, this, and this. But then I sit and watch y'all never pull up to anybody's platform, right? So what makes these people want to take you serious? What makes these people be like, you know what, damn it, we got to give that person a free opportunity. We got to show that person some love. For what? That person ain't even showing they self no love. That person ain't even going hard for themselves. No, we cannot keep putting these type of people up in front to the people. Why? Because we're given a false image. And that false image is, yeah, you got good music, but your work ethic sucks. You have zero business handling skills. You don't know how to build a relationship in the entertainment lane. It's crazy. It'd be crazy to me. We talked about artists getting paid and wanting paid. How the hell can you even want pay and you don't even know how to build a damn relationship inside this entertainment lane? Money, money, money. You don't even know how to build a relationship to get the money. Like I said, and I'll say it again, it don't matter what the hell you do in your personal life. Sometimes a lot of people only care about how you interact with them and how you handle business with them. And if for 2 years you've come to us for free, for 2 years you come to us for free and all we've done was look out for you, damn it. You need to be coming on Chop on the Radio a little bit more and let some of this realism rub off on you, because clearly we're showing you how to be real. You just ain't paying attention. Learn how to build relationships. and you might be able to get those perks. It's people that we can contact. I'm just speaking, you know, speaking personal. Just let wise. It's people we didn't came in contact with, haven't even known, came in contact with them for maybe a couple months, and you would think we've been knowing them for years. Why? Because of how they act, how they handle the situation, how they act with us. They do other stuff in their own life, right? But how they handle situations with us is just reciprocation, and we rock with them real strong. They want to come on the show, they going to come on the show. They got that. Y'all done heard us tell them on the radio. Anytime you want to come on, green light, you got that. So it ain't hard. But just thinking your music is going to get you certain opportunities, that's bullshit. I'm just going to keep it 100K. A lot of folks ain't keeping it 100K out there, man. That's bullshit. A person who got a song that's trash and know how to handle their business will pass you up 100 times out of 100 times. Why? Because you think your song hot, and it could be, but you don't know how to handle business. And if you on this level as an emerging artist and you can't handle business with a podcast or a radio show, how the fuck you think you're going to handle business with the top producer in the game? How the hell you think you're going to handle business with the top promoter in the game, with the top shows and events in the game? You ain't going to be able to do it. Oh, but you're going to fake it till you make it. How you know they ain't watching you too? How they know that? How you don't know that they not sitting back saying, damn, this person got all of this type of shit, but I ain't even seeing what I require this person to do to come on my platform. Nah, I'm going to pass that one up. Because sometimes as artists, man, we get to complaining so much about what everybody else should be doing for us and should be compensating us. A lot of us, not saying all, a lot of us don't even put in the necessary work to even get fucking compensated or to even build a relationship. That free shit needs to get out of everybody's mind. Get that shit out your mind. Even if you're not paying money, you didn't have to put up some time, some energy, some respect, or something to be able to get that service or whatever for free. So it did cost you something. But for me, I've talked to so many damn artists, I'm tired of dealing with the same mindset over and over again, and I ain't doing it no more. Either you show me action, or we don't keep on rocking and rolling, working and jerking, smashing and mashing like we do. I'm looking for action. And what I mean by action, I don't give a damn what industry person you connected with. I don't care about none of that. All I care about is how you interact with us and how you handle the situation with us. Whatever your beef is with this person and that person and that person, that has nothing to do with Famo Nation and Talk on the Radio. We're here to get this jerking. We're here to help you get jerking with our listeners and the people that we know that we can plug you in with, start pushing you more to them and start getting you in our areas and in our markets. That's what we about. But we can't give that to the artists that's sitting back on that lazy shit. Can't give it to the artists that's sitting back and they ain't on no reciprocation. Hell no, all y'all water is cut off. All of y'all water is cut off. I don't know what makes me. I come from the bottom. A lot of us come from the bottom. Nobody gave us anything. We all done had to work our ass off to get to the point where we at. It's a lot of artists who do get free opportunity because they not only have worked their ass off, man, they just know how to handle business. But you cannot expect for you to want to get compensated and you're not even compensating somebody else for their hard work that's assisted in helping you grow your awareness on their platform. A lot of people don't charge to get on their platform. So what? They don't got nothing to do with us. They don't got nothing to do with us. We know what we about. We know where we stand. We say this all the time. I don't know what y'all are going to do. And I'm not talking about the people that we've already worked with and people that's official, that's 100K. Y'all go. I'm talking about everybody else. I don't know what the hell you going to do. You know how many shouts out to Mr. Pookie. Mr. Pookie is one of my top artists. I always like Mr. Pookie. Still like Mr. Pookie. But I kind of like a couple steps back on Mr. Pookie now. Why? Because we had something situated. We had it planned. Everything was agreed. Promo was out there. We ran promo on our end. We shared videos and all this shit. But then Mr. Pookie didn't show up. Like I said, ain't mad. Salute. But yeah, I'm going to step a couple back from it now because it's like, damn, you're a legend and all of this type of shit, dog. But the situation when it came down to us and how you interacted with us was not a win. That was a loss with us. And I'm a fan. I was a diehard fan. I'm still a fan, but that shit, when you do that type of shit, I was a diehard fan and get at y'all no radio shit. Like, niggas actually a fan of your music. Been a fan since he was shit little. But then when you do something like that, you know, that can set a person back like, oh, okay, hold on. So, damn, you think because who you is in your world is bigger than who we is in our world? And it's just not the case. It's just not the case. Money and all that type of stuff, yeah, that is what it is. But when you talk about inside our world and inside your world, you can be the man or woman in your world, and you can be nothing in our world. We could be the man and women in our world and be nothing in your world. But you don't want people to keep running promo and you don't ever show up. And then you, and it's been other artists too, but I'm just using Mr. Pooh because that's, you know, it was one of my artists that I grew up with, and I rock with the nigga, rock with his music. But when you do those type of things, it makes people step back like, you know what? I don't give a damn what your name is, dog. To come on the show, shit, you're going to have to drop that bread. You got it. Why should I give it to you for free? It ain't like you doing anything for us. Having you on our show, we got to put in all the work to make sure it's promoted, to make sure the listeners is aware and that they pull up and that they tune in. A lot of artists don't even run promo for themselves. When it's time for them to get, say, on a podcast, on a radio show, they ain't even running fucking promo on the YouTube. They not even running promotion. They not telling nobody. They just expect people to already do these things. So, when it comes to, like, promoting too, fam, I know I done said a lot. I'm just let you get yours in. So, when it comes to promoting too with events, if you spending all your money, you buying a venue, you paying a venue, you paying a DJ, you paying everything else, you putting in all your time to promote it, you are pretty much more than 80% of the reason why people are coming through the door is based off of your hard work when it comes to promotion like you're supposed to be doing. And then a person comes in and say, well, hey, man, I need you to pay me this for me to come perform. Motherfucker, for what? That's called not working but eating. That shit's not part of the game. See, everybody wants to try to fit this game to their benefit, and it switches the rules up, and shit gets twisted. If your ass ain't putting in no work, your ass don't eat. Simple. If a promoter is outworking your ass as an artist on that show, you can say, well, man, that's his show. It don't fucking matter. Your name on that shit. You performing. How the fuck you let a promoter out-promote you? How the hell you let that promoter out-promote your damn shit for yourself? That's what got to change. I always say be the master of your destiny. That's controlling your destiny. Yeah, that promoter got a job. And yeah, that promoter's supposed to do that. What the hell you supposed to do? Just because you ain't got a team, that's not nobody's fault. Nobody care. You who you are. You make music, you artist. Show up, show out. If you can't promote, pay somebody to do it. But when you start talking about paying and not paying, I run a fine line. Because if you ain't putting in no work, it ain't no reciprocation. Shit, hell yeah, you're going to have to break bread. I don't care. I had an artist tell me, man, I got, what do you say, I got 75,000 streams. And you going to charge me $10 to finish? I said, yeah. What does that mean, player? Them 75,000 people not coming to our show? You'd be lucky if we even get 100 people to listen to you of your own people. Shit, we giving you the listeners. Five of your friends ain't even tuning in on the line while you come on the show. I'm just saying. So, you're going to have to pay. This platform, though, is not for free. Don't matter if it costs $10. Somebody's paying it. It's getting paid. Promotion got to get ran. So it's money in this. You know, you DJs too with that lame ass equipment shit. I be seeing DJs, oh man, I spent this much on equipment, this much on equipment, this much on equipment, and they want to charge me this and this. Well, that's your dumb ass for taking the damn job. That's $500 below what you think you worth. That ain't none of our damn fault. It ain't on the artist's fault. That's your dumb ass. Then we spent $20,000 on DJ equipment to take a $200 job. How can you get mad at anybody else? You need to slap the shit out yourself. You didn't spend all that goddamn money on DJ equipment, and you're going to go DJ for $200, and then you're going to get mad at the club, and you're going to get mad at the artist. That doesn't make damn sense. You put that investment into your shit. No, none of these artists said, hey, you need to go buy all this equipment. Nobody said that shit. That's what you said. You can't get mad because you taking gigs that's only paying you $200, $300 to DJ. That's your ass. That's what you agree to. So just because you spent money on your equipment, that it's shit, what do you agree to get paid? That's what you agree to. That's your damn problem. Can't blame that on nobody but your damn self. Like I said, you need to go in the mirror, smack yourself around two times. Not one, two times. Smack it once to the right and once back to the left. Wake your ass up. If you're spending all that damn money on your equipment, then that means your ass need to stop taking jobs that's well below what you think you're worth. It's common sense. It's real simple. It's real simple. And with DJs, I ain't going to spend your mix for free if it ain't no reciprocation in it. I can go download a DJ mix for free. Yeah, it's connected to us. A hell of a DJ, 700 of them. I can get any one of their DJ mixes and put on the show for free. It's nothing. But we got a connection. It's going to be music they send it. It's a reciprocation. A lot of DJs didn't ask me about putting their mix on for free. Play, you ain't even promoting the up. Man, come on, dog. It's 2022. We grown men and we grown women. We all trying to get there. We all trying to be successful. We all trying to push. Everybody trying to stay positive. Some of you damn people looking like scammer behavior. Scammer behavior. That's how I'm going to put it out there. Scammer behavior, goddammit. You can't be the only one in the game. That ain't how it works. It got to be reciprocation, man. Femo, YL, man, I'm going to let you touch on it, man. Because, you know, I get to going in, man. And they say I'm a little intimidating sometimes. You still on there, Femo? Femo, you might have pushed the mute on us, Femo. Let's see. We'll give him a check in a second, man. Let's go with Petty Murphy. What's good with you, Femo?
What's going on, fam? I thought I came on here, you know, it's been a whirlwind for me personally, with 5 deaths within 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm dealing with that.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's been tough on you, Famo. But you said something about these artists and especially promoters. Let me speak on this because this is the shit that I went through with Petty Fest, and I'm going to show the difference from what I did in Wichita almost 2 weeks ago. Now, these artists are the most – I'm going to say this real shit, and I said this before. 99.5% of musical artists in the game in the underground are lazy as fuck.
It's true. This is true. Simple. This is true. I agree.
With Petty Fest, and this is how I found out also too, because I actually had been in court and got the class action lawsuit dismissed against me. Yes, there was a class action lawsuit thrown against me. What these stupid-ass artists did not understand is that when they agreed to join Petty Fest, it was going to be scheduled in Las Vegas. Now, this is when the projections of COVID-19 was supposed to go down.
Right,
but they didn't. And they agreed, and they knew about it legally and by legal document, whether it was verbally or legally, because anything you put on social media, any agreement you put on social media is known as a copyright written verbal agreement.
Yep.
And even in contracts. What these artists agreed upon is they knew that COVID was still out there. And when they agreed to join Petty Fest and they paid their slot fee, that is known under the Act of God clause. as I spoke about it before, because I pulled the event out through the COVID-19 and numbers were going up, and what saved me is that even though there was a second Welcome to Petty Fest page, that was for the artists and entertainers. I created the Welcome to Petty Fest 22 page early May. On May 30th, okay, which is 2 weeks before that second page was made, I announced that I was going to make this virtual if people could not make it to Las Vegas. That would save me. So all the slander and all the bullshit about me being a scammer is all bullshit. Yeah. And right. Now, by right, I can sue every single artist, management, whoever, for defamation of character, slander, harassment, pain, and suffering. But I'm not going to do that, Famo. I'm just cutting these motherfuckers' water off. Now, we've had straight one up. Artist on here that was supposed to have been a part of the show. She got into it with one of her former record label, missed the mandatory meeting. That mandatory meeting, she missed it. Turned out she went out and went to the club. Her pictures posted on social media. So the record label dropped.
Wow.
By right. That's insubordination. That's breach of contract.
Yep. That's true.
So, the label sponsor was the sponsor of Petty Fest. Artist contacts me, tells me she's not affiliated with the two parties. I ask why. No answer. I said, fuck it. I got a show to they'll get ready to promote. This is before Dallas. And leading up to that, both parties were sending me text messages back and forth. No, he say, she say, whatever.
Right.
Because the other sponsor, the other party, was the sponsor of Petty Fest. So the night before Petty Fest, I had asked this artist, well, just back and forth going as I talked to the other party, please do not post anything bashing one another on social media. And I explained why. It's because you get 150 okay. other motherfuckers who ain't got nothing to do with the situation, cause blow-ups.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of this shit. I even told that artist. She agreed not to do it. So why the night before Petty Fest started? Now remember, I had a contract already. This artist signed a contract with
already
another contract
right,
with
right,
the streaming
right.
company with my name on it.
Right.
She posts the flyer and tags the other party. You know what happens after that, Famo? Blow up.
Yeah. Blow up, yeah.
So I
yeah.
basically said on social media, because my name being tagged over, I'm getting fucking phone calls. I went with Danielle DeAndre, because we had just left Raytown coming back to Olathe. And Danielle said the same thing. This has nothing to do with you. You have to say something.
Right.
So I go on there, and I say, I'm Marshawn Lynch to the bullshit. I'm here so I won't get fined. Which means that if this party does not want you at their studio, because that's where Petty Fest is going to be at, then that person has the right, because that's their business.
That's
they
true.
Don't want
yeah.
you there. But you
right.
want to bring in the other two party people in that were supposed to be a part of it by themselves and cause blow up. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
well, if I can't be at the studio, then that's like saying they can't be at the studio. No. Other party said, you personally cannot be at the studio. The other two can come. You personally, no. My suggestion, basically I said, look, they don't want you at the studio. All right. People are performing their sets from home. Do your motherfucking set from home. Blow up. Because they couldn't perform at the studio. And because of that breach of contract, because she pulled out hours before we even started Petty Fest. Hours before then, days before then, she signed the contract and didn't even tell the people with the streaming company that was partnered with me that she pulled out. I had to tell them. So, said artist is going around saying I'm a scammer. Here's the thing about you dumbass artists don't fucking understand. If I'm putting up my own goddamn money, if I'm putting up my money to promote the show, paying the DJs, which I this past 2 weeks ago, walked into Wichita, conquered Wichita. That bitch was packed before I even walked into the motherfucking building, and I sold the bitch out. Didn't depend on Facebook
bitch,
numbers.
That's after Wichita, man. It goes down.
And that venue wants me to come back, and that's why the suit and tie event is on your birthday
weekend. I missed the Dove K, man. I can't wait till it's my time to get back to the Dove K.
you need to come jerk with us May 28th at the suit and tie event, but I'm gonna break this down. I won that lawsuit. That lawsuit was dismissed against me. That's because people want to go around talking shit. But to these artists, most of these motherfuckers that I work with, and including
this
person.
Garlic Runch? My bad, I know this is absurd, but this Garlic Runch? Yeah. Man, this Garlic Runch is some good,
but,
man.
But
y'all need to take that out.
This person. You basically used the person relationship with me to attack another person and try to bring somebody down. And yes, I do have a lot of goddamn power. I have a lot of fucking clout in this game. So just for that semester, we know a lot of people in this game. And we were taught by some of the best in this game. That's what a lot of these damn dumbass artists don't know. It's that we have power to help make you a star. But we're not going to do this shit for free. Because if I got to pay thousands of dollars to venues, DJs, to get merchandise done, to get promotion done, you know, pay a cell phone bill because I got to answer motherfucking phone calls, pay internet. I got to use the internet to get home. I got to use the internet at home. You know, I got to pay graphic designers and all this other shit. You goddamn right you're paying me a motherfucking sloppy, especially if I'm giving you thousands of dollars in tickets to sell. And you get to keep that money? Well, I take the money on the back end, no chance, knowing that the risk is greater, that I may not walk out with nothing. I take that risk so you can have a platform.
And that's a lot of reasons why, too, man, a lot of people do deal with a lot of the industry as far as platforms or things like that. Radio, podcast, these type of things, just because when it comes to the emerging artists, man, sometimes emerging artists get so caught up in feeling themselves that they forget that every aspect of these lanes, man, somebody is footing a bill to provide that lane, to do that lane for themselves, they think whatever it is. I haven't met one person, man, who ain't paying out money to do what they want to do or do what they love to do. Now, a lot of people might not charge you. That's them and how they handle business. That doesn't mean that they better or worse. I know people that got way more numbers probably than me and Petty Murphy, Chop on the Radio and the Petty Murphy Project put together, but they show fucking lame. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just being honest, man. It's so fucking lame, man. It ain't no real opportunities or nothing like that, okay? That was why it was so crucial to get the website up as well, because just like the shit that we be coming on here saying, we also have to say to ourselves, and I had to, we said that to us. We like, okay, damn it, man, we got to go get this website up now. We've talked about it. Boom, let's go ahead and make this shit happen. Let's get it happen. Let's make it happen now. And we made it happen now. Why did we want to hear him get that done? Because, man, a lot of things that we got upcoming with the audio drama, King of Jerk 2 is coming back up, the Bring Your Energies coming back up. That website is eyes away from social media, right? So it don't matter if you own, you can share things from the website to social media, and you can get people from social media to come on the website. But things like websites, those things are away from social media. So you got to look at that like its own world, right? So that's another awareness platform. That's another tool that can be used to showcase people we work with, people we come in contact with. And I'll tell you this, we say fees and all of this, and I'm about to say this so everybody can understand. it's artists that we have worked with recently that we've never asked a dime from. Never asked a dime from. Why? Because of how they move, how they work and jerk, and how they handle business. The reciprocation, we don't have to even say that to them. This is what we're saying. If we have worked with so many artists, and we like, okay, damn it, let's split it down the middle. Half of these artists right here, man, it was no problem working with these artists. These artists do blah, blah, blah. They know what they're supposed to do, and they're eager to learn. We ain't got to worry about it. Now, these over here, they always want something for nothing. They ain't never doing this. They ain't never calling in. What side of the scale do you start realizing why these platforms start leaning to? Because a lot of the times it's time wasted. Now, I say this. Everybody's not going to become the Jay-Z's and the 50 Cent's and whoever else you think is up there, y'all think. A lot of us might not make it there. Not saying we can't. This reality how the game is. A lot of us might not make it there, right?
It's the hardest business to break in. It's the hardest business to break in, people. And we try to give y'all awareness.
Yeah, and this is the thing with that right there, too. Petty Murphy Project, Femma got to come out of something. Like he just said, even a phone bill, even an internet bill, whatever, and this goes back to the equipment. I can't charge y'all because I didn't put in so much money into my equipment, so that's going to determine how much I'm going to charge you to pay me for my services. No, this is what I wanted to do. So the equipment that I had to buy to do what I wanted to do, that's not on nobody's burden but mine. That's okay.
Right.
If I wanted to go to the truck driving school, then damn it, I got to do what I got to do to get my CDLs and do all of this. And I want my own truck, my own trucking company, so I got to come up with some money to buy my own truck. And I can't turn around and say, hey, you know, because I had to buy this. No, what we're saying is because people do take their money and invest in themselves and what they want to do, let that motivate you to start building a rapport out there to where these people say, hey, you know what, man, them guys right there or them ladies right there, man, they pay their way. Shit, even when you tell them, oh, nah, that's good, man, they still be like, nah, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Or it ain't got to even be with money. It could be with, hey, you know what, I must just be 100K. Certain artists will call into the show, man, just to listen. Hey, man, I'm tuning in, just listen. We just break it down simple. That right there to me is paint. That right there to me is better than money. That's better than you can pay me, man. And a lot of people be like, oh, man, mister, you tripping. No, listen to what I'm saying. Artists that take their time out and tune into a platform, to me, that right there is worth more than money because that person took their time out to come and either listen 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the whole show, whatever it is. They took that time out of their life. They could have been doing anything else. They could have been, you know, investing that time in anything else, but they invested in our type platforms. You got to show them type of people some love. And, of course, when them type of people say, hey, man, I got a new song, man, is it cool if I get it in the playlist? Yeah, you ain't going to be like, yeah, man, but I need you to kick me that feet. You're going to be like, shit, slide it to me, man, I got you. Matter of fact, we're going on tonight, man. I'm going to see if I can get it on the show tonight. If I can't get it on tonight, I guarantee you, however you handle the situation. Why? Because that connection, that relationship that you built, that shit means more than money. That shit means more than money.
Go ahead, I'm going to say something. I wasn't even supposed to say nothing to it until tomorrow morning. With all that we invested with the equipment and everything else for manifesting for ourselves, let me tell y'all something. This shit has paid off for Chop Audio Radio. Mad respect for Chop Audio Radio. And because I learned from how to do what they did, I got a major deal coming.
Come on.
I actually signed the paperwork tomorrow morning. Podcaster Builder Network out of New York City called me yesterday. We talked. They were looking for podcasts to build, and they got Hollywood Connects. I'm going to be working with the producer that worked with Dick Clark in American Bandstand and put Mariah Carey and New Kids on the Block on their first ever interviews. 41 years in the game. They want the Petty Murphy Project. They're going to pay for my advertisement. Companies are going to be calling me to get paying me for a 30-second commercial on the Petty Murphy Project.
Yes,
and you know why all that is? You know why all that is? Why Famo Nation gets, you know, all the, you know, like sex dolls and candy and shit. It's because they put that fucking work in. You
yeah,
know why
y'all
Petty
make sure
Murphy
y'all
just
rock
got
with his load of sex toys. We got y'all.
You know, you know why Petty Murphy now has this major deal to where people at companies like Red Bull, JetBlue Airlines, Pepsi are going to contact him and pay him for a 30-second ad on the Petty Murphy project? It's because we took what we had in our pockets and we invested
Damn.
In ourselves.
Come on,
we built
it,
our brands by ourselves. Blood,
Come
sweat,
on,
and
it.
Respect. The first two you give, the last one you earn. This
Come
is
on,
why
man.
We are recognized.
Come
and
on.
This is why y'all hate that shit. You motherfuckers hate me. It's because I changed the
right.
fucking culture. I'm changing
nothing,
the fucking culture.
You say that.
Roddy Piper
All
once said,
mm-hmm, Go
ahead. It paid off. Roddy Piper, the late, great Roddy Piper, said this. Just when they think they have all the answers, I change the question. That's what we're doing, everybody. Y'all think the answer, well, all these, you know, you artists out here, y'all think the answer is what you see on fucking social media, what you hear on YouTube. That shit's not the grind, motherfuckers.
It'd be crazy when you really tell people, like, man, and that's big shout out to Dallas Tuck T, man. How Dallas Tuck T push just say one video. A lot of artists,
mm-hmm.
if y'all in this circle, man, this Jerkaholic circle, you done seen Dallas Tuck T, you done heard his music, you seen him on Petty Murphy Project, you seen him on School of Hound Show, you seen him right here on top, you heard him right here on top on the radio as well. You also gonna see him on the Jerk Zone. We gonna get him on the Jerk Zone, man, on the video in there too. But you seen this, we just use him. You seen how he pushed that trying to get even video, right? Okay. It's a lot of artists out there that drop a project and don't even really put no push behind that project for a consistent amount of time. And we know the game. If y'all know how long you're supposed to really push a single, right? Just because this game is how it is and it's oversaturated with music, it's different ways for you to do things. Like, I'm going to give you a piece of game, artist. Here go a promotion tactic for you right here. You want to build awareness up for a new song you dropping or your video you dropping, anything like that, right? This is what you do. You're going to drop some cover art, right? Or you're going to drop a graphic or something like that. Get you four of them. Get you four of them. If you say, well, Matt can't do, at least get you two, right? Drop one. What you do, ask the people on social media, your friends, tag them and ask them. Show them two. And you say, okay, hey, man, which one of these? I'm thinking about using this cover art for my upcoming song. You can put a little snippet on there. Which one of these do y'all think I should use? All right, once you get that, come with two more. What that's doing, that's going to build that traffic and them eyes falling to that. Now, you didn't put that up there. They got a little snippet of the song or whatever. You asking them, you getting them to interact. See, people, once they make that action, once that action go out from them, they now is more likely that they're going to pay attention to you. Or when you do drop the song or you do drop the video, they're going to go check that shit out because now they didn't have to interact with you. That's why you see people big on interaction and on retaining certain fan bases. Well, it's a lot of little promotion things, man, that artists can do themselves that a lot of promoters don't be saying. And I'm talking about promoters that be like on social media and these type of things, not like event promoters and that type of stuff. But if you just do that with the graphics, don't just come out with just one graphic. You should come out with a couple of them. And they ain't got to be from a graphic designer. It's a lot of different apps, man. People be getting on their phone. I sit down on a computer and do my shit, man. But it's a lot of things
you
can do on computers, on phones and stuff like this that you can just put graphics and different things. But put that question on there and ask them, hey, does this graphic fit my song? What that does, you say, well, why should I do that? You don't got to do the shit. But if you do that, guess what? You made them people pay attention to that shit. You made them people, if for that moment right there, pay attention to what the hell you done tagged them in or you done asked them in. So once you do that, like I said, that action goes out there. That energy goes out. That shit don't come back. You put two, I'm saying do four. You do two, have them pick, and then do two more and have them pick. Then you put them two together and have them pick, and then you use that one right there. Look at all that. People was mad how long we ran the King of Jerk competition because they didn't understand how much awareness that everybody that has something to do with the King of Jerk Championship and what the King of Jerk Championship was. Like I said, I'm going to say this. This is gonna back up what I'm saying. Nobody was doing that shit, right? Petty Murphy, Femo, you on the line? Stop me if I'm not. Nobody was doing no playoff style, anything like that. The King of Jerk, for the longest we did it, if we would have did that shit for a month and it would have been over with, boom, we'd have had that month awareness. But for the longest we stretch it out, everywhere that we promote at, it was people who seen that. People who, and it was people from different places who was like, seen the idea, and then they started doing it. It was one that popped up, I think it was Dallas-Fort Worth, they had the playoff bracket. It's one in Ohio, they had the playoff bracket. It's one in Atlanta, they had the playoff bracket. It was one in California, they had the playoff bracket. It was one in Chicago, they had the playoff bracket. But before the King of Jerk,
this is actual fact. And Kansas City just had one. Just had one on Saturday.
This is actual fact. Nobody was doing playoff brackets. Nobody was doing playoff brackets. But that awareness for that time frame that we stretched it allowed it to soak up all the awareness that it was supposed to. To this day, every round is still getting replays on the show to this day. So even the artists who didn't make it to the end and win, that shit's still getting heard because it's still getting replays. It's still getting replays. The numbers, I check the numbers sometimes daily, a couple of days sometimes, you know, if I'm busy. But them shows right there from the King of Jerk Championship are some of the most listened to episodes on on Chop on the Radio. But they are steady getting the replays, and the replays are steady going up. And sometimes they be jumping up 100, 200. Sometimes it might be like 6 or 7, 10 or 12. But then, boom, you'll see like 50, 70, 100, 200. And you're like, damn. But it did that. Now, the other people that took that, like I said, and we will stand on this, and I stand it because the type of person I am, before we make certain moves, I'll go study every market that I'm connected with. And we'll look and we'll research and we'll make sure the shit that we're doing, even if it's similar to somebody else's, we're going to hit the drawing board and be like, okay, man, we got to tweak this. We can't step on these first people's toes. We can't take this, can't take that. So when we come with something, we like, boom, man, we actually sit down. It wasn't because we seen this person doing this or this and this. We put our heads together, came with an idea, came with our own names and all this, and then made it happen. Boom.
You know what you
and
did, Sammo?
Go ahead, Sammo.
What y'all did? Y'all know what y'all did? What y'all did was you took a model, right? You looked and you examined the model. Because there's a lot of copycat motherfuckers that be doing your motherfucking shit. Oh, still your idea.
Right.
So what you have to do, you have to basically say, okay, you got that off. Awesome. I'm going to make mine better because I know you probably made a mistake somewhere. So what you did was you analyzed it. You basically dissected some things, came up with your own idea, and boom. Look what happened. It's the same thing I did with cracking up.
And see, if people really
want
to pay attention and really want to be 100K, if they pay attention, I put out a promo. It's a promo flyer out there with me and Jag the Official. And we're standing on the football field behind this big graphic thing, like on the football field. And there's two helmets that's down on the ground. And this is when we was running Underground Heat Cover Magazine. And it said on that graphic, I'm going to share it after the show, too, again. It said song versus song. Right, and that was a flyer we did a few years ago, and I'm gonna share it again. Now, think about it: the King of Jerk Championship, Famo. You already know about the events and this type of things too. So, with that flyer being out there, the type of events that we was doing too, we wasn't ever making people compete or nothing like that. But the King of Jerk Championship was something that we had already spoke on, and it came. It was time for it to come into existence. This is what I'm saying. It's people out here making moves all the time. It don't matter if you've seen them. It don't matter if you care about them or not. Damn it, anytime they get a chance to push or get a chance to make something happen, they doing it. If they doing this Monday through Sunday. And you only showing up to your own game on a Tuesday. And then you ain't showing up no other days. how the hell can you expect that person that's putting it in every single day or putting it in every single chance they get, how can you expect that person to not want to be compensated for their work? Look how much of their life they invested. Look how much of their life is being taken away from, say, their family members, their spouses, their kids, or just enjoying, hell, just being able to sit down and watch a game or go out and play pool with the partners or whatever. They say, nah, man, I can't do that shit. I got to hit this. I got to hit the yoke. Oh, man, I got to write this song, man. I'm in a headspace right now. I want to get. Look at how much that they do sacrifice and miss out on because they invest in that time and what they love to do. That right there, to me, should be respected and should be compensated. I'm over an artist who, say, might be hot as shit, but you're like, dog, I've been watching you for a month, and you ain't made a move in a month. Yeah, you pushing the same couple songs. You got that part down, but you
but
ain't
you're not
trying
making
to get on.
Any
you
moves.
Ain't got no it. Look, you ain't got no interviews, and people can say, "Well, you don't need interviews." Bullshit. You
that the
another,
fuck you do need interviews, damn it.
Yeah, I seen the person in Atlanta say this, man. That's stupid to me because superstars are still doing. Denzel Washington still doing interviews. Come on, man. You know what I mean?
Eddie
like,
Murphy's still doing
interviews.
R. Kelly's doing interviews
exactly.
In prison.
That's a part of the game. That's going to help feed your fan base and going to help attract new ones. So this is what I be saying to artists. If you see them doing that, why the hell ain't your ass doing that shit? You going to sit here and listen
because
to a person. You going to listen
scared.
To a person who ain't. Say, check this out. You said Eddie Murphy, right, Femo? That's what you said, right?
Uh-huh. That's it, Eddie.
Okay. How's a person going? How you going to make it to Eddie? If Eddie Murphy right now, Femo just said he's still doing interviews and shit, and I seen some might have been a couple years ago, but okay, so Femo let you know, okay, he's still doing interviews right now. You already know where Eddie Murphy at in the game. You already know he's a legend. You already know some of this. But he's still doing interviews and stuff. Why? Because there's still people out there that's going to want to know about him. And there's still some new people that was like, you know what? I seen him in a movie. I don't really know too much about him. But let me check him out. Or, hey, man.
The Rock.
Glad to see him back
the
doing
Rock
whatever.
The Rock is
but
perfect
that
example.
And that shit's going to be, yeah, and that shit's going to be able to be
the,
replayed,
the Rock,
reviewed.
The Rock doesn't even do interviews. He goes on Instagram. He goes on Instagram and speaks to his people. He speaks to his
it's
fan base.
It's a lot
base.
Of things I be seeing because a couple months ago, you know, we had kind of got into this about pay and these type of things, and I just been sitting there. You know me. I told y'all, I'll sit back and watch the whole fucking
game. You sit
game,
back and watch,
and then I'll speak. Then I speak, mm-hmm. And that's why I spoke on the DJs because I'm just going to put it in real quick, but I did a whole show on them. It's DJs, it's artists out here who be looking for y'all all the time, and it's a million you motherfuckers, but I don't never see y'all DJ. I don't never see 10 of you DJs pop up on that artist post like, hey, what's happening, man? Let's work. No, that's why I said what I said the other night. Get off your damn high horse. Get off your high horse. Because this artist out there, y'all be saying, oh, these artists need to do this, DJs, and these need to do this, and they need to do this, and they got to do this. It's artists who be doing that. And y'all don't never show up. Y'all don't never drop an email so they can connect
doing
in
that.
With you.
It's promoters that are
like,
doing
this
that
is what
too.
I said, and I had DJs get mad at me because this is what I told them. Right now, radio personality, and you can put them in whatever order, radio personalities, podcast creators, digital creators, brand influencers, right now, are in the position as what the DJs used to be. A influencer can break you now just as maybe sometimes faster than what a DJ can. Why? Because that big-headed shit sometimes, man, it sours down the game. It pours water in
it
the game. And we don't like we don't like our shit watered down. We like our shit muddy. You hear me? Don't water our shit down. Give us, and then we like our shit muddy.
Give us our land, bitches.
Yeah, man. So a lot of DJ and some DJs be having hella pool, man, hella connections, connections that they not even, that they just sitting on and nobody's using them. You know what I mean? Like, they got people who will work with these underground artists. This is the crazy shit about it. It's some big DJs who got people that they connected with who looking for the same type of artists that the Petty Murphy Project, Top on the Radio, and other people like us put on every single show. It's people in bigger positions who looking for people like that, and these DJs know them, and they don't even put their damn people on to it. They'll pick and choose who they think is hot. Hell, that's the reason what's wrong with the damn game, why it's hard for underground emerging artists to get to the next level. You got people
because
in those type of positions who picking and choosing who the hell they think hot. You got connections with motherfuckers and you ain't even blessing the damn game. You worried about keeping your change, your pockets fat, wearing the finest clothes, pushing the finest cars, but you not helping your damn city and your position. You not helping no goddamn body.
You know, that's true. That's true. And it's influencers like us that are in the game.
Influencers is where it's at, man.
Influencers like myself help Nick Gibbs work with Strange Music.
Big shout out to Nick Gibbs, man.
Ooh,
Nick Gibbs let
me
do a preview of some shit he got coming too, boy.
Yeah, he got some shit.
Nick Gibbs be going to go get it.
He got some shit, and you know what I told him, soldier? He didn't meet with a DJ on February 17th, 2020. He met with me, and he said I wanted more. And I told him straight up, remain humble, continue networking, put out hot music, I'll endorse you and watch what happens. Boom.
Go
get it. This is booming for him. It's the same way business was booming for me. The same model that I have used for the last 5 years. I took a show, created it in Wichita, sold the bitch out, got worldwide fame, now I have a worldwide podcast that's about to make me more motherfucking money. I took that same fucking show, brought it back to Wichita, and you know what, famo? It's deja vu all over again. I don't have to pay shit to Peerless. Then remember this, I said this a long time ago. After the first Most Hated, I said, if I ever do a Most Hated show, I'm putting it fucking Old Town. I've had the motherfucker in Old Town. And that's because I busted my motherfucking ass by investing in myself when other motherfuckers wouldn't.
I would say this. Wait till the weather get back right, man. We going to open the door up to Muskogee, man, and I already got in mind of some people that fuck with the show that we going to bring in. The Jerkin is coming. It's coming.
I told people,
coming to
just
fuck
be
the
patient.
Game up once again, man.
I don't know if you saw my post the day after.
Yeah.
I said, Wichita,
the show was a success.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Acknowledge me.
Wichita, that was a success, man.
And that was beautiful.
See that right there? But see, that's what I'm saying, Femo. That right there is a prime example, man, of some of the shit we be telling people, man. When you sometimes, and that's why a lot of people, I ain't going to lie to you, a lot of people from Oklahoma, from Muskogee, shit, they was loving to come to Wichita because it's a different culture. Like, when you, especially when it comes to, like, rapping, performing, and these type of things, like, you can get love there. You can get opportunity. People going to come out. You're going to get a nice crowd and a nice, interaction and shit like that. It's places like that, man, that you can tap into and gain. Just be respectful, you know what I mean? Show love to the city. Show love to the people. To the natives, you know what I mean? Handle your business and plug in. But I'm glad that with that show, that happened, you was able to show that to the people because certain people in certain places might not do what they supposed to do or turn out. Shit, that don't mean that people in our position, say, like we'll just say me and Petty, it ain't people, it's saying that it's not, you can't say it's not no place that we can't go and make it turn out like that, because we do have places where we can put on event and that motherfucker will max out on your ass and then you'll be sitting there looking stupid like, damn, man, I thought they wasn't what it is. Nah, man, you just got to understand cultures is different.
Cultures, people, different people. I'm going to tell you why we get that. It's because we show respect when we talk to the venue.
Straight up.
And put these events on. We tell them what we want to do. We're not business, man. We're business, man. I'm going to tell y'all something.
Yeah, man.
That show 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago this Saturday, a booking agent, while I was basically pre-gaming, I was outside talking, telling jokes. And this booking agent stopped me, and we sat and talked. His name is Dave Gear, Gear Connection. You know, I called him that Monday. He's trying to sell some more shit for me in Wichita. So I don't have to do all the damn work.
And check this out. I can't say too much, Femo, but if and when I touch back down in the city, man, I'm just going to put this on your mind. We going at the TV. You hear me? Ooh, and I got some information.
Did you say TV?
Too, man.
Did you say TV?
I'm up, you said TV? I got some TV. I got some information too, man. Check this out. I'm working on this right now. I got a family member. This is exclusive. I told a lot of people before, but artists, check this out, man. This is gonna be something cool too. All right. If Petty, you already know about Femo out man in Pasadena with the ski house, Hip Hop Love.
Shout out to Lonnie Lee.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's OG, man. Now, they show, man. They play videos and things like this. I got a few more conversations I'm going to have with OG, man. But if it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen because everybody 100K on each end. So if you might be able to have an opportunity to get your video placed on that show out in Cali on the Pasadena Media Group, man, doing this thing jerking. We ain't talking about no, you know what I mean, no itty bitty type shit. We talking about a platform, man, that rocks with all the stars, all the majors, you know what I mean? They solidify. You did. That is a great opportunity. So I'm working on that too. And also, man, also as well, what I can say is this for artists, man, is just come to a point in time where everything has elevated for everybody, not just the artists, not just the DJs, not just promoters, not just influencers. The game has elevated for all of us, right? The things that promoters used to could be able to do and it fly, now they got to do more now. They got to invest in more shit to be able to do what's in the times we live in. With that being said, man, we play a lot of artist music that has never paid us anything. We have rock with a lot of artists that we've never even asked for money, right? But them artists' interaction with us has been solid. A lot of them, every now and again, they'll check in. Even if they don't call to a show, they're hopping in by, hey, man, everything good, man, how the show go. I'm not saying they got to do this, but if you don't take the time out to do any of that sacrificing to a person who sacrifices almost everything, how do you expect that person to look at you? Let's just be real with ourselves. You can't go to a person who's sacrificing everything they possibly can to get where they trying to go, and you come to that person not willing to sacrifice anything. They're going to look at you like, man, you know how much I'm pushing myself to the max every day? And then here you kick back. Man, you kick back every day, but you won't. Nah, it don't work like that. That's what I'm going to put the blame on myself too. We got to quit putting them type of people up front. And we got to put those real grinders, man, the real jerkers, the people that's ready to step out and talk to the world, ready to accept 10,000 new fans, 20,000 new followers, this new connection. We got to start putting more emphasis and light on those type of people and the ones who ain't really about it or whatever. Hey, that's just them. They can go find it somewhere else or whatever. But I know since I've been doing this, I have put on artists who – somebody that's bigger than us got an opportunity, they not going to get the opportunity. Not going to get the opportunity at all, man. And it would be embarrassing because a lot of people don't understand business is key with this shit. And if you don't know how to handle business, play, you're shooting yourself in the foot, man. But you can prepare yourself now. You say, okay, well, man, I'm in a small pond with small fish. Well, learn how to train yourself how to interact with them small fish. You got to master that small fish pond. to prepare you for the big time, to prepare you for the
before
lady.
You can, with the sharks and the whales. And, you know, last night's episode, if you guys can see last night's interview with Tulane James.
Big shout out to Tulane James.
Big shout out to him. He's coming back on the Petty Murphy Project
I'll plug
soon.
In and what?
We said it.
God damn it.
In this business, as
light
in life,
damn,
you either adapt or you perish. That's evolution, everybody.
Yes.
It's the true meaning of evolution. It's 90%
yeah.
business, 10% talent. In order to get the talent to get paid, you must understand the business on how to get paid. That's the damn game. The game is to be sold,
hey,
not
hey,
to be told. That's what they teach me y'all.
Check this out. Dallas Tuck T, he had Trying to Get Even, the first song aired on Chop on the Radio, man, I don't know for how many weeks, for how many shows. I had to go and actually sit down because it was a lot.
It was about
right?
at least a good 10 to 20.
Okay, and all he did was, we had said, share a 29-second clip of your music being played, and boom, you got to, okay, so he didn't have to pay no money. He shared a 29-second clip, and then boom, just like that. So I look at it like, if you as artists get at me and you ain't willing to do simple little bitty-ass thing, why the hell am I wasting my time any further with you when I've already been trying to do that all this time?
Exactly.
It's like I said, we're not new to this. So all this time, we've been, you know, it's been easier to work with people like me and Petty Murphy and Femo Nation. It's been easy for artists to work with us because we know, we understand. We know how people that's above us, we know they don't play shit. They roll with a strict line. You feel me? They don't go for shit. They not playing no games. If you late on this, nigga, you out of there. If you ain't got this, you out of there. If you don't got that, you out of there. See, we know this type of shit, so we allow certain things so that you can get the opportunity that they gonna really shut the door on you on. But your ass gotta do some goddamn work too, man. And what I'll be saying by that is, it's cool you make music. That's good, man. That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome. But in 2022, if you haven't paid attention to technology, social media, and these platforms, just dropping music ain't just what it is no goddamn more. You feel me? Like, you, shit, and if you ain't got the awareness where you think you should be at, your ass should be trying to not. Sometimes them YouTubers don't, you know, they might not let you come on and get so much shine, but, you know, they might let you come on and talk, and that's still a chance for you to gain awareness. But if it was me, like I did, shit, I jumped on a lot of people's shows. I was calling into a lot of people's shows, man. Even when we was, before we had our own and we was a part of a different show, I was calling in other people's shows, man. You know what I mean? Like, shit, that was me. I was in promoters. Even though I was a promoter, I was in other promoters' inboxes. You know what I mean? That's me. I be in inboxes from people in Vegas. I done built relationships with people in a lot of different places just because now I try to stay on the gas. I try to stay on the gas. Everybody was asking me about the Dallas Magazine. So I'm going to touch on it. I love Dallas, man. Dallas, my family has been in Dallas all my damn life. You know what I mean? One of my favorite aunts and uncles, man, stay in Dallas. My cousins stay in Dallas. All this good stuff, right? My aunt and uncle are very successful people in Dallas. You dig? I'm not going to put that information out there. You know what I mean? But my aunt, she received, what was it, a couple months ago, she received an award from a college. You dig? Because of her contributions and the things she has helped the college do. That's all I'm going to say on that part. So, you feel me? Like, has always been in the heart, man. Summers, that's where I went for the summers. I went and spent summers down there, man, you know, and loved it, loved the coach and all that good stuff. But with all that being said, I made sure that I network. Ever since I've been doing what I've been doing, I network heavy with Texas, man. Why? Because Texas, I love Texas. I like Texas. I like the swag. But like I said, I got love for Texas. It's in my heart always been. But Ozone Vodka, All right, I was a part of Ozone Vodka. I was pushing Ozone Vodka in Wichita. And it ain't
That's
even legal in Wichita. It ain't even legal
it's
in Kansas.
It's some good vodka. It was a good
Yeah,
vodka.
Man. You know, we were getting
yeah,
that shit by the gallons. Damn, man, we was getting it by the gallons.
I said I saw a couple boxes.
Man, so this is what I'm saying is you got to put yourself in these positions that you want to be in. These are some of the places, Texas, like I just said with Texas, I'm saying that because Texas was one of the states I said I'm going to make sure that we have a strong connection with and we got an open line of communication with. Why? Because to me, like I said, like that's where I should have been. But it's always been love. It's always been love, man, from the hairstylist. Man, we didn't work with people, wrestlers.
From the cougar.
Texas. We didn't work with.
From the cougar.
Yeah, man, we didn't. Huh?
From the cougar.
With cougar, yeah.
You know the story you're talking about, the cougar? But you know,
yeah,
Famo,
yeah.
What you said
yeah.
about Texas?
And that,
well, I have to say about Wichita.
Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't the popular consensus, so we tried with the popular consensus down there.
Right.
So we fought with the people. And but people don't understand it that most of my listeners on the Petty Murphy Project
and I don't fuck
are
with a lot of in-crowd people either, though. I'm going to keep it real with y'all, man. I don't really fuck with a lot of in-crowd people.
Yeah,
so
we network with these people, and we learn things from them. We nitpick.
Right. I learned a lot.
And I learned a lot. And I tell people.
I do, and I got to put this out here, too, because she'll kill me. I got a cousin who also work right next to OG Ron C. If y'all remember, man, they was doing a lot of OG Ron C and Mike 5000 Watts. They was doing a lot of these, like showcases in different places and stuff. Well, my cousin was the one that was helping putting them together. Then, like, I got, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be putting this stuff out there because, you know, we stand on what we stand on our own. But, yeah, you know, I got some family members, man, that, you know, did some big things. Got connections too, but I don't ask for none of their connections or nothing, man. We build our own. You dig? I also got an auntie, man, that's up in Michigan that runs one of the biggest what you call them amphitheaters where they go and do plays and performances and stuff like this. I might be telling too much, but yeah, man. But the thing is, you never know who people connected to or what they know. And everybody was asking about the Dallas Magazine. Well, when people in these other places see that, and we also have our team members are from Dallas. I got to say that too. You feel me? Night Train the Brand is from Dallas. YL Dallas is from Dallas. You know what I mean? So that's Dallas. I shared a clip of me and Ace Line. That's my family. That's my blood cousin. That's family. It's Famo. So he's from Dallas. You know what I mean? Every couple of months, I got family members that come to Muskogee from Dallas. You see what I'm saying? So it's respect. It's not respect because it's like, oh, he's trying to bite this or they trying to. No. It's respect because that's what Texas, that's what Dallas in particular has shown us, has always shown us. It's always been love. Big shout out to Shay. Man, I remember when we first plugged in with Shay. Years ago we first plugged in with Shay, but we we had did an event actually in Tulsa, and we were supposed to have them come out to Tulsa. And something happened or whatever. I think they got busy. They had something else to do or something like that. And it didn't never go down. So that was why it was real big to go ahead with the interview session because that was years coming. But far as in the love and far as in the support or just being cool, it's always been cool. It ain't never been no disrespect. It ain't never been nothing like that. Anybody that we didn't rock with far as in what we didn't done on our shows, hell, even when we was up for the awards, we had hella people from Texas voting for us. We had hella people from a lot of different states voting for us. And that's how we really smashed the competition because we had people all around in a lot of different places. But to what I'm saying is you got to put yourself in these positions, and that shit going to require work. I don't really push myself as an artist no more. But when I see a lot of these artists say what they say. Man, we dropped a song that damn near probably ain't as good as a lot of the songs that people dropping now. And within 2 days from Wichita, Kansas, that shit was on 4 different radio stations in California and made a magazine. And people be like, Well, how did the Dallas Magazine come about? Nigga, because we motherfucking jerk kings, man. We stay jerking. We stay on the gas. You gonna see us, you gonna hear us, you gonna feel us, or you gonna have to remove us. That shit, we gonna pop up. You're like, damn, man, and they, everywhere. They posting this. Yeah, that shit matters to people. That'll catch people's attention. They might not see that shit 99 times. They see it 99 times and be like, you know what, I ain't paying attention to that. Then that 100 times they see that shit, they're like, man, listen, man, go see what this is about, man. I keep seeing this shit all the time. Let me see what this is about. In Wichita, same thing. Big shout out to Mr. 2000. He came out and said it one time. I remember in Wichita, I was like, man, every time I get up in the morning, I ain't never met this dude, but every time I get up in the morning, I see he tagged my name, say I see him on social media promoting every day. And me and him, I don't think have ever met face to face to this day.
Mr. 2000 is one of the coolest motherfuckers
that shit'll make a step
in
the game when you drown people out.
And I'm
going
to tell you
no
something.
Choice but to see you.
Let me tell you something, Famo. Last night, I sent Lawyer Jones the flyer to Most Haters Presents Suit and Tie, shit, May 28th.
Shout out, man, Lawyer Jones.
Look, Lawyer Jones said, bro, I'm proud of you.
That's what's
and
up.
That meant something because Lawyer Jones always showed me love and respect, and he's always shown Famo love and respect, and, you know, he's doing big things, you know. He's come a long way.
Yeah, big shout out to him.
He's come a long way, man, and you know he got that's mad respect. So I already know he'll be in the building for the suit and tie event, y'all. And you know I'm doing something different for Wichita. You know that was a different vibe from 5 years ago. The people respect me, and that's the thing that who I do it for. I don't do it for the popular consensus. I do it for the people. It's because the people will show you more love. While you artists and other entertainers are trying to get the love from the popular consensus and they ain't trying to give it back to you. That's what we're trying to teach y'all.
That's real, man. And that's my other things too, what I wanted to touch on, man. It just came across because it's like I said, I ain't going to speak on DJs and not come in and address some of this shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying, with these artists as well, man. It just come down like that, man. You ain't working. You don't deserve to eat. You feel me? Just like when cats was selling $20 grams and cats come in the game selling $10 grams. Fucking the game up. Get out the way. You showing people after you that you can do this type of stuff and it's going to work for them and it's not working for them. It's time. You got to man up. Woman up, go after your shit. You know, go after your shit. But stop expecting not to pay your way some kind of way. When it comes to me, like
work.
I said, with me, when it comes to me, man, I try to be 100K because a lot of people are say this type of stuff behind your back. You know, they don't tell artists where they stand at. They just play them. Now, I'm going to tell you up front. You dig? So you know. All right, man, he being honest with me, he being solid with me. Y'all, a lot of us done work with people, we don't find out they ain't solid until after they fuck us. No, I'm going to tell you up front, it's like this. This is 2022, man. This is a whole nother year. If you want to get in on Chop on the Radio, get inside the circle, what we doing, it's no problem. We not stopping nobody from that. We'll share all this shit. But if you're on a Facebook group, you got to like another person's work. Simple. If you want to get on top on the radio, call a number, pull up to a show, a live show, check in. Tune in and check in. If you can't do this, why am I going to continue? Because remember, you trying to advance your career, I'm trying to advance my career too. So let's just be real. I hate when these like YouTubers and shit, people be acting like they ain't trying to advance their career too, like they just at the top. Nah, that's why they still doing certain shows so they can still get their views in it because they still trying to push to get where they trying to get to. Okay, so I can't shortchange you. You can't shortchange us. Without you paying, me robbing you would be you having you sending me your music to Chop on the Radio, and we never play it. That would be me robbing you because that's your work.
The Petty Murphy Project.
That's what you invested in. If you don't want to pay, if you say, if I say, hey, send me your music, man, I got you. We're going to put it in the playlist. And then you send it, and I don't never play. We don't never play that shit. I have robbed you. That ain't cool. So think about it. If we is playing your shit, and we ain't asked you no money, and you ain't reciprocating that energy far as in just saying salute, a like, whatever. It ain't got to be far as in money. But if you ain't never returning Robin that Dunn. Energy, what would make a person that's headed to the top keep on giving? If that's how you are, no, they're gonna act accordingly. And it's just accordingly. All the time we say, pop your top, pull up to the show. And then the next day, I have artists in my inbox. Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, you got a radio show? How I get in the radio show? Nigga, you don't read. You don't take time to pay attention. See, social media didn't cause that shit, too, because now you can hop in a person's inbox. Hey, man, real quick. Nigga, people get tired of explaining the same shit over and over again after they didn't put it out there. If you in my inbox, that means you didn't hit my page. Scroll down and look at some shit. Pull up.
Read. Look.
Pull up, man. 2022 and here on is the year of everybody that's about that action. All right? Anybody that's sitting back and ain't going to pull up, shit, either you pay the fee or you continue to sit back and not be heard on this platform. And from our people, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. We're going to keep jerking and keep moving forward. We don't mind working with artists.
I'm telling y'all this right now.
We like working with artists. But damn it, shit, bring something to the table.
You know, shit, break bread. If we breaking bread, and I'm going to say this, with the Petty Murphy Project and this new deal, even though I got this new deal, I'm still going to help Chop on the Radio out. Basically,
oh, yeah.
We work together. So when he says, you know, hey, pay a small fee to get your music played, I'm saying the same thing. $20 gets you a one-hour interview and now a 90-day music rotation on the Petty Murphy Project. And that's going to be heard worldwide. You will probably get your name in a commercial.
Look, passing that type shit up, passing any of that up, man. That shit, and people can say, well, man, I done made it like this and this and this without doing any of that. Cool. Then keep on doing that shit. But you can't expect Petty to give you that shit for free just because you doing something big in this old earth. It is what it is.
I don't know you motherfuckers like that.
Check this out. I know YouTubers that pay people to come on their show and shit, and I think that's cool. That's cool. Me? I'm not just to pay. Young Buck said he was going to charge us $3,000 to bring him on the show. I said, nigga, you should. I told Jill, I said, y'all should pay us $3,000 to put you on our show. Player, what the fuck you mean? I got to pay you because you Young Buck. I got to pay you three. And see, this is where me and the industry always collide at because I'm not no industry cat.
Let me ask you something,
with the underdog.
Let me ask you something.
Because
what's his views
I'm not supposed to pay none of. I'm not supposed to pay none of these industry artists to come and perform or come get on the show. Why, nigga? What the fuck you need my money for? What the fuck you need my money for? You ain't trying to put me on no game. But goddamn it, I work hard for mine, and I invest in mine. You can say, well, man, you know, they deserve to get paid. You damn right. They can go get paid by somebody else. God damn it. I know the game, and the game is I can put together 10 stacks and book one of these major artists and use their ass like a hoe. Use their ass like I'm a pimp and pimp their ass out one night in my city and make triple my motherfucking money and pimp their ass like a motherfucking hoe out here on the stroll, nigga. I don't look at these motherfucking majors like they something. Nigga, they get pimped too. They get pimped too. Shit, they get pimped out too. You think they make it? They be like, well, man, he made $80,000 for a show. How much you think the person who put the shit on is making? The fuck out of here with the shit, man. Small fry to a big guy. You hear me? Small fry mm-hmm. to a big guy. That money, and that's what people get it twisted. That shit about respect. We all put our pants on it the same way. I hope at the end of the day we mean. But nigga, why I'm gonna put money in a major pocket when you ain't fit to put on? You ain't gonna work with no. If I say okay, man, hey, check this out. What about working with this partner? hey, can we get a song with you with this name? Nah, they going to get on that high and mighty type shit. So now I'm like, high and mighty with you, too. Come to our city, nigga. Why are we paying you to come perform in our cities? You should be paying us to come perform for us, dog. You at the top. You got the bread. But all these promoters, they bring in these big artists to the city that don't even really do anything for the culture in their city, and they pay them, they get the money, and they skate. Why the fuck is we paying you? Why the fuck is we paying you? We already paying you because, nigga, everybody that came to see you, they streaming your shit. They didn't bought when it was CDs. They bought your CDs. They watched your videos. Motherfucker, how about you come pull up in our city for free, nigga?
They downloaded your music illegally.
God damn it, you got 300,000 around your motherfucking neck, nigga, and that we didn't help you get. And you mean tell me y'all can't never pull up in the city, nigga, and do, man, get the fuck out of here.
See,
that's why me in the industry, we bang. Yeah, motherfuckers from FM radio, we always stay getting into it because FM radio too, man, that shit is just what it is. Yeah, that shit is what it is, man. But FM DJs. Oh, man. I done almost gotten fights with FM DJs over the shit I be saying. But it's just real. FM DJs will not give opportunities to their own people in their own damn cities.
Unless you got the bread.
I'm going to say this, unless you pay it. Now, if you got the big bread and you pay them a nice piece of bread, then they're going to fuck with you. But say you really deserve that opportunity because you from that city, you putting on, you working and shining, you doing your thing.
They'll promote your shit.
They ain't going to put you on.
They pitch you.
Yeah. All it takes sometimes, and that's why when artists be saying unity, I feel what artists be talking about on that end. Because it's people in these positions, man, that got the power to open up doors for cats, man. Like, really open up some doors to where they can get more paid shows, where they can start getting compensated for certain things, where they can start coming up. And these motherfuckers will hold that shit and hold that shit and hold that shit, and then nobody gets it. Or they give it to, you know, and that's what fucks the game up is because you pick and choose who you want to give it to, and it's not really even based. It's based off of this because that's your partner most times or they didn't pay you. But what the hell is it to gain all that knowledge, to get all that connections, and you ain't putting nobody on, you ain't putting nobody on around you? All these cats that got fire music from your city. And you sitting on the FM station, and you can't use your pool to get that shit in a regular rotation? Nah, dog. I can't. I that's what me and FM DJs bang. That's what we bang. Y'all getting all these plaques, and oh, man, they taking a plaque with, what's the one dude name? Obviously, they'll take plaques with all these majors' music. Dog, what about them plaques from the cast that's in your city? Why ain't you pushing just as hard? Why ain't you pushing they shit just as hard as you pushing the industry stick? Them industry rappers don't give a damn about you. You think they your homeboys? They ain't your homeboys. They paid to do a job. And the job that they're paid to do just happens to be to play your music. And them niggas ain't your homeboys, player. When they go get that million, they ain't bringing y'all around with them. Come on, man. How many times we spoke on this? How many times you see these artists, man, that's out here stepping around and shit, got they one of these famous DJs with them? Wow. Because it's all cut, though, and you really can't trust every goddamn body. So artists, I ride with artists on a lot of things because I am also an artist, but it's a lot of things I don't. Just like with DJs and shit, too. I'm a Gemini. I see it all the way around, man. I see both sides. And when it comes to an artist, like I said, I done seen artists, man, go hard for what they want, man. Invest in themselves all the way around. I am no different. Petty Murphy is no different. These platforms are no different. We invest. We go hard. We do what we do. Anybody that ain't charging you, salute to them. And they got shit to do with me. They got nothing to do with us. Whatever we charge or our fees is, it's just what it is, man. It's just what it is. Nobody's new to this shit. Nobody's new to this. So for artists, that's for me, I can say you ain't got to listen to shit I say. But when it comes to Top on the Radio, the show's going to go on. The numbers are going to keep growing. We're going to keep showing love. We're going to keep doing our thing. We're going to keep doing our thing. But you keep sitting back day after day, and you let us do a week full of shows, and your ass ain't plugged in the show, but you in my inbox asking, hey, what's happening? No, player, I ain't going to take you serious. And I don't care what you say. I just ain't, because I know what I did to get to where I'm at right now. And it took a whole lot of motherfucking no's before I ever got yeses. It took me having to get doors slammed in my face to say, you know what, it's time I put more into building what we after. Put more in taking myself serious and my brand serious. So I got to make these calls. Nobody taught me how to network. I watched the game, I researched, and then I started applying what I researched. And then I at first I used to get mad when these people used to tell me no. Then my networking just got tough. And that opened up a lot of doors for me. I'm just keeping 100K. It ain't because I'm some special person. My network game be serious than a motherfucker. And that shit opened up doors. I know how to talk to certain people. If I'm dealing with cash from the hood, nigga, I know how to be hood with you. If you corporate, I know how to sit down and be corporate with you. I know how to use proper English and say proper words. I know this. You got to know these type of things. That shit can open doors for you. But sitting back, nah, man, nah. I respect them real grinders, them real gritters. I am from the streets, too, of Muskogee, so I respect the ones that's going to go get it. And your music, somebody can say, hey, man, well, that person music suck. Yeah, but you know what? They jerking when it come to handling their business. They jerking when it come to going and getting what the hell they want. Why, your partner, the one who you say is the best rapper ever, that motherfucker been sitting back for since 2022 hit. He ain't got one interview on nobody's damn platform. The fuck I care about what he doing for? He ain't caring about what his own damn self is doing. But this partner over here, this homie over here, she is. That motherfucker over here jerky. That motherfucker over here putting it down. He planting or she's planting the seeds to harvest the right type of fruit. So everybody else, if you ain't on that, man, then, yeah, you just got to, you know, you got to get it how you get it. You dig? It's the shark game, man. And sometimes, man, you just got to come to that point where you like, you know what? Hell, just because there's a lot of people out there that always want free, ain't really trying to work, ain't really trying to reciprocate, don't mean that you got to keep focusing on them. The water is cut off. Not saying don't get in my inbox and plug with me, but I'm going to tell you the same thing. Come jump on the show. Come jump on the show. I got cussed out because we got to talking one night, and it was actually an artist on the show, but he never did get at me and tell me, hey, man, I was on the show. I was on the line. Few numbers I know. Some people's I don't. But that's it, man. That's the big thing, man. That free shit, it comes with reciprocating energy. Simple as I can put it. If you get a free opportunity, for me, I don't want it to turn into an opportunity like I did for the past few years and wasted that opportunity on people who really deserve the opportunity. What I mean by that is people that we have looked at for totally nothing off the muscle. Off the muscle. You never hear them or see them. We put out a graphic one time to ask artists, hey, artists, man, when we play y'all music, hey, just share this graphic on your page and let people know. And all the graphic said is, Top on the Radio, play my music. Do you? It was, I felt so embarrassed for the artist that I took the shit down. I'm tired of dealing with lame-ass artists. I don't care, man, what they look like, how their music is. I'm tired of dealing with lazy, lame-ass artists. And for you lazy, lame-ass artists, I'm going to say this now. So even if they ain't tuned in, y'all real ones is tuned in, I'm going to charge you. And I'm going to pimp you. I'm going to be 100K with it. You can say, hey, man, you wrong. No, I ain't. If it's going to waste my time, damn it, shit, I got to get something out of that shit. I do a lot of things from off the love. But damn it, if you ain't gonna do an answer bit of nothing, and I got to get everything I can get at you, man, because you out here running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You running out here like an easy lick, and you giving all that money up to all these other people. You letting them lick the shit out your ass. Yeah, well, go ahead and throw some of that this way. Throw some of that this way. Because obviously we're not building a business relationship or entertainment relationship. You just looking to come get something free and skate and game. So when you come get it, let us get it, and we all game. That's why I spoke on what I spoke on tonight, man. A lot of artists for free, man. We platforms play their shit. You go look on their page for 2 weeks, and you never see them even shout out the platforms or the radio stations that's even playing their damn music. To me, that's a lame-ass artist. That's a lame-ass artist. And I feel like every platform that deal with artists like that, cut their ass. Cut their ass or pimp them. And that's why a lot of artists get pimped. Come on, let's just be 100K. It ain't going to always be what you want to hear. But that's why a lot of artists get pimped. And that's why a lot of people act the way they act. Because it is artists out there that bullshit with this. They don't take it serious as a business. It's just like a hobby mentality to them. They don't understand that every working part of this game, other people might have families or whatever it got, so they taking what they do very serious. A lot of people put in a lot of work. Femo, the other night, man, I was sick as a dog. I was sick as a dog. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, nah, don't get on soap. Nah. I said, nah, man. I'm finna get on the radio because, shit, this is what I'm pushing for. I can't confuse my universe. And I know a lot of people that was feeling 100% better than me. A-okay. And the ones I was watching, I've been watching 5 different people, man. 3 of them is artists. None of them either went live, did any promotion, any advertising, or any sharing, anything that had to do with their work. But you know what I did see? A whole lot of memes being shared, a whole lot of TikToks being shared. So I'm like, okay, you're still not serious about your own journey. So until you get serious about your own journey, I got to let you go ahead and stay over there. I can't book you for the interview session right now, because right now I would be lying when I tell the people, oh, this person about their shit. No, because you're not. And I can't let you artists, a lot of artists, gain off of our pool and our hard work, and you not even putting it up for yourself no more. Can't do it. Got to cut your water off on that end. Because, like I put in my post and like I said, you'll never hear these artists do certain songs for these platforms and just make songs for these platforms that's plugging them for free. You ain't a lot of people ain't shouting these platforms out in their music. You ain't shouting them out on the mic. You ain't shouting them out on social media. You ain't doing, this is for the artists who ain't doing that. It is artists who do that all the time. Hey, that's why they get free shit probably most of the time. But if you ain't doing that, why y'all think these platforms will want to pay you or want you to pay them? It's because, hell, what are they really getting it? They fan base is going to be their fan base whether they play your song or not. Understand that. Whether they play your song or not, their fan base is still going to be their fan base. If they still going to tune in and listen to their show. Right? So if they going out their way to put you in that mix and you ain't doing shit to me, I'm not going to deal with you. And I'm not going to pass your name off to nobody I know because I'm not sending nobody else to my people or people I'm fucking with, and you not about that. When somebody we met and came in contact with not even for 3 fucking months can do everything that these artists don't be doing, can do it and do it with ease. You feel me, Femo? We done seen certain artists that they came through all 3 of our shows connected, did they thing with ease. No problem. Dallas Tuck T even got his soul play in the venue in Wichita, Kansas. Dallas Tuck T from Dallas. But it happened. And Petty Murphy made sure it happened. DJ Three Fingers came through with the slam dunk. It happened. That was a no problem situation. So what I'm saying is I ain't trying to make people be like people. How that business was handled all the way around. that's what we after. All that bullshitting and sitting back, man, I'm cool. Femo, Fetty, you still on there?
Yes, I am, Sam. I'm still on here.
Check this, man. We got 5645 on, man. Let's bring 5645 on, man. Let me tune in to the whole show. Welcome to Two Jerky 10. You got Petty Murphy on and the Mister on. Who we got?
Got the show to you. I already know. I already know.
Already, Femo. What's good with you?
Shit, man. You talking some real shit, man. Over here tuned in. Over here sipping this running, man, with gas. You talking some real shit.
Man. Hey, man. Hey, man, you know, we didn't mean to use that example in a bad way, but it's how you rock. Yeah, man, how you rock and just your actions, man, and let people know. We ain't kept that to she didn't do shit, man. He his own jerker. He his own man. He make his own moves. He king of his own boss, his own, man. So all that he did on his own. But that right there is the reason why he was able to sweep through this shit like that. And now, not just on top on the radio, but it's two other platforms out there that he got awareness on because he went to go get it. He just took the initiative, put the energy, and made this shit happen. Wasn't no sitting back.
Yeah.
That's what I salute, man. I salute that type of shit because them is the people I feel like really deserve. I know everybody deserves a shot, but everybody don't deserve the elevation, if that makes sense.
Yep, that makes perfect sense.
Petty, can you just from your viewpoint, what would you say on that line, on that term, from your point of view?
It's simple.
Because I believe everybody deserves a shot.
Everybody deserves a shot, but not everybody deserves to be elevated and anointed in a way to where at that level where you're at.
Right.
What we're teaching you guys is how to be your own boss and get to these levels, because there's levels to this shit. The shit's not easy. The shit's fucking hard. And y'all don't understand it. What you see on television and on social media and all these fucking club shows and shit, y'all think the shit's easy, but it's fucking not.
Yeah, not for real.
And this is one of them lanes where the hard work is hard, but the payoff be so, even when you say for an artist, Dallas T, you on the line, so you could probably contest to this too. When you hear somebody say, hey, man, I heard your song, man. I like that shit. I'm rocking with that shit. I would think that feeling right there, man, you can smoke as much weed as you want to. You can drink as much as you want to. You can do whatever you want to. You did. Having somebody that don't know you hear your shit and say, hey, man, I like that. Dallas Sutty, what does that do for you?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, what does that feeling do for you when somebody, you know, might hear your music and say that they like your music? What does that do for you as the artist, man?
Hey, man, that's like a payoff to you, man. It's like a paycheck shit, you know what I'm saying? Hard work payoff.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the job, right. You do 40 hours, it's going to pay off in the next week or the next 2 weeks. Shit. Same way it is with the music. You get what you put in. Get out what you put
there
in.
There it is. Straight like that, man. Straight like
let me,
that.
Let me keep it 100K.
Petty, you want to touch on it?
Yeah. I got a cousin who does music. He's in a rock band called Sever. And
yeah. Okay.
I ran to my little cousin. And my little cousin, younger, but he's in a band. And they get their music and they music stuff up. My little cousin ran into me, and I knew he did music and stuff too. But my little cousin didn't even know I had a podcast. And I told him, because I was actually working on the Petty Murphy Project at Panera Bread. I was sitting there, and I saw him, ran up to him, talked to him. Like, I checked out his music. So I already been paying attention to what my cousin was doing. His dad told me what was up. That's my big cousin. So he told me what was up. So I'm paying attention to my cousin. I told my cousin, man, hey, and he's in the rock band. I play their music. I don't give a damn what your music is.
Right.
I'm going to play it.
Right.
I'm going to play it. I'm doing the spoken word, and the first spoken word poet that's coming on is Nick Gibbs' brother, the Nathan Gibbs, Friday night live on Facebook Live.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're going to be sending some poets to you, too, because we got the poetry show coming back on Chop On It, so we're going to be sending some poets to you, too, Femo.
Yes. I'm bringing a different element, man. This is why I got the deal that I'm about to sign tomorrow morning. This is how Chop On The Radio got where they're at. We bringing y'all something different.
And since we got y'all on the line, too, the magazine, the online magazine that we was putting out there, not the Underground Heat cover magazine, these two different magazines, but the magazine that will be online, people will be able to purchase it online and order it online as well. Man, this whole time we've been on name selection. You did, but we got the name selection down, man. So we're getting ready to start contacting people, man, to get their articles in there. You did. We're gonna come with a jerking 12 issues, man. A jerking 12 issues. They all, like I said, it's gonna be online. People gonna be able to purchase it online. If they want like a hard copy, they're gonna be able to do that. Digital copy, they're gonna be able to do that as well. This opportunity, man, this is and everybody know about magazines. I'm telling you, this right here is gonna be a good move, man, for everybody that get placed. It's gonna be a good move for you, it's gonna be a good look for you.
Teddy Murphy needs to be on that magazine.
Oh yeah, we get ready to get in. Oh yeah, you already know, man. We get ready to get this work in, man. Like I said, we should have already been started, but, you know, like I said, when it comes to certain moves, man, we'll sit down and we got to study the lane, you know, and also when you naming certain things legally, you got to make sure names available and shit like that, you know. And that was a big part of it. Yeah, we went through that with Underground Heat cover magazine because it is an Underground Heat. Right, but the reason why they couldn't sue us is because ours is not just called Underground Heat. It's Underground Heat Cover Magazine is the full name, but the Underground Heat part, if we would have, the ones that we had to go back and actually put the cover magazine on each cover, but we could have got sued for each article that we used just Underground Heat. That's how,
copyrighted friend.
Yeah. There it is. That's how that shit works. So when you come in with different names and you know, things like that, man, you got to make sure your ass ain't going to be sued and you ain't putting nobody in a position to where, bam, you done made this shit and now they got to get taken back down. And can't no, you know what I'm saying? You don't even want to cause all that blow up, man. So we got the name squared away. We got that in. We got a couple more things legally. We waiting on okay to go through. That should be coming through this week. And we're going to roll out, man. We're going to announce the name, man. And then we're going to be reaching out people, getting their articles. And we're going to be making it happen. And we're going to run them. Like I said, we got 12 of them. We're going to push the shit out this bitch, man. Already behind scenes, we've been working on a lot of different avenues with a couple of different promoters and different places, man, that's going to push it on their end. And we got ways where we're going to make confirmation. So they ain't gonna just say that and not do that shit. We done already got it worked out where it's things they got to do to let us know that we can keep up with certain things. There's a few different blogs. So, man, I don't want to give away too much, but like we said, 2022, man, us ourselves are listening to our own advice as well. And we are putting action behind what we say when it comes to us as well because, like I said a long time ago, shit, I don't care about y'all coming along for the journey. Y'all gonna see all of it. How more real can it get? And if we ain't listening to the things that we say, how the hell can we expect anybody else to take heed to what we say? We got to also do that shit ourselves, too. So the website was a big one, man. If you ain't been featured on there, get your ass on there, man. If you into the medical marijuana, the CBD, and those type of things. Big shout out to Big Chief Dispensary, man. On the website, man, we're going to be putting, I think, tonight dropping on there is Platinum OG. Going to be dropping on there some Jealousy Runs, man. Pictures of some Jealousy Runs and shit going to be popping on there tonight. So y'all stay tuned for that, man. Also, we got Choke and Chop. Choke and Chop is getting ready to come too, man. And that's a whole different lane. That's going to be video. We're going to be sitting down, man. We're going to be choking and we're going to be chopping. Big shout out to our Big Chief Dispensary. Y'all already know how it goes. We're going to get it in.
I'm coming to the Stogie for a live episode.
Hey,
I got to come to the Stogie for a live episode.
If you think we be having conversations on Chop On The Radio, Wait till that good smoke get in the air, man, and you got some goofy people that's in there. Y'all getting ready to see some goofy shit, man.
I'm coming for the first episode.
It's going to be cool.
I'm coming for the first episode. I'm coming for the first episode.
We get ready to get it in. Yeah, man, so we got that coming.
Yeah, you let me know when the
first episode
is.
I'm video.
Coming down for the live interview. I'm coming down there live.
And YouTube. We coming for YouTube. We've been letting everybody get that
YouTube.
Yeah, we've been letting everybody get it in.
I already got
what'd
YouTube.
You say, Dallas Chucky?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready for YouTube.
Dallas Chucky?
Matter of fact.
I do that YouTube.
Matter of fact, coming
soon.
I'm going to do these coming soon. Not only will you be able to watch the Petty Murphy Project live interviews on Facebook, I got the damn deal with StreamYard to put the shit on YouTube also. So you'd be able to watch it on Petty Murphy TV on YouTube live.
Things
like that,
man. We got
things
that
we innovated.
Emotion.
Innovation.
And I can speak on them things because they already set and going. And see, we got the YouTube page, you know what I mean? But we ain't. We've been focusing on other things, getting other things established, you know what I mean? But it was already in works, it just wasn't timing. Everything got to be in perfect timing, and I've learned that, Family Nation learned that. Sometimes you can rush some shit, man, and not really be ready for it. But the YouTube, when I say the YouTube, man, come on, man. It's going to be some crazy. It's going down. We really going to be able to get to be more of ourselves, man, and allow more people to come on, man, talk, you know what I mean, share their stories, topic certain things, man. We're going to go down. It's going to go down, man. Trust
let
and believe,
tell you
man. So we excited.
And Famo,
yeah,
I told you this,
man,
last week. Do y'all know promoting yourselves on Reels can pay you up to $35,000 a month from Facebook? Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Hey, people don't know that. Facebook page, SoundCloud page. A lot of places.
Yep.
$35,000
a
month.
Mm-hmm.
They offered the Petty Murphy Project that. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Shit. Maybe that's reparations for me being in Facebook jail. I'll take it. Because
and you know what? I had
promotions like that said they will pay you that? You don't even have to make the $35,000.
I had a guy, man. He had listened to one of the shows about the affiliate shit, man. He said he Googled that shit. And he said he found like five different motherfucking affiliates that he filled out for. And I think one of them, he said, was a clothing. And he got some clothes for one of them. And he was like, man, that shit was easy, man. All I had to do was put in my IG handle. And he was like, all they said is if I had 1,000, I think it was 1,000 followers, then he was able to get it just like that, too. So don't forget that, too, y'all, mm-hmm. in 2022, too, man, the affiliate shit, man. Look into that, man. Look into that too, man, and like I'm gonna tell you, the affiliates and working with different companies. I can speak personally, man, and I can speak because I'm in a lot of different groups, man, and it's a lot of people around there that are influencers. Man, you get it opens up a door for you for a lot of shit. Like I said, man, products. You can being able to put some of these names in these companies next to your name.
Money.
Like Blog Talk. This is what people don't understand with Blog Talk. We are actually affiliates with Blog Talk. You know what I mean? Like, we don't just have our show on the Blog Talk platform, but we are affiliates with Blog Talk. Anchor. We don't run on Anchor, but we are affiliates with Anchor. Podbean, Petty Murphy on Podbean. We affiliates with Podbean.
Spotify.
So we affiliates with a lot of different companies, man. And I learned this because somebody put me on the game. It's a lot of ways you can get revenue. You just got to be willing to sit down. Take it. When you roll your blunt, sit your ass down. Right now is the perfect time. And Google this shit.
I'm high
shit,
right
man.
Now, and I'm making money.
And that's what I'm saying, man. I've been working on some things down that way in Dallas too, man. With a few it's a brewery, and they live on the loop, man. But one summer I was down there, we rebuilt their freezer for them, and you know I always bullshit. And I told them, man, you owe me one. Well, I had to call that favor and told them, hey, man, you remember when I told you you owe me one? You feel me? So I'm trying to work something out, man, and I can't give it up too much, but it's a vapor shop, too, and the vapor shop is on, the smoke shop is on Wheaton. Is it Wheaton? Wheatley? Dallas, Texas, is it the road down there in Dallas, is it called Wheaton or Wheatley?
Wheatley. Reading the road, it's Oak Cliff. We go through Oak Cliff and over here. Reading the road, yeah. That's where actually Carter High is on Reading the Road.
Okay, it's a vapor shop too, man, that we plugged in real tough, man, with that's there off of the road you talking about. I don't wanna mispronounce it. But it's on that road. Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you a cover we did for him, a flyer. It got the information on there. I got some things in motion too, man. What we trying to do is we rock with you, you know what I mean? We jerk with you, man. So if we got connections, especially in your city, you feel me, that you can run with, ain't no sense of us sitting on the shit when there's somebody right there that can run with the shit.
Right?
Yeah, real shit.
You see what I'm saying? That's like with the magazine. Everybody that I sent to them and referred to them was people from Dallas.
Hey, did any of them artists that I tagged you in that post with, did they reach out to y'all?
Yes, they did. It was a couple of them that linked in. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute for that, too. And thank you. Them, too, man. When you talk to them or message them, let them know, man, because you referred them, man, we got them.
Yeah, I waived fees because you referred them, I waived their fees.
Yeah, we got them, man, because you referred them to us. We got them. We're going to take care of them. We're going to show them respect, man, and we're going to make it happen because you referred them and we rock with you.
Yeah, artists, if you refer, here's how you get the free reciprocation. If you come on, you show us love, right, and you tell your people to fuck with us and they show us that same love that person showed us, we going to waive that fee. But with y'all,
yeah,
that bullshit,
ain't shit. We got to be best friends out here. But
friends, you know, so we try to get awareness out for them, too. But,
hey,
you know.
Everybody around.
We try
everybody
to get
around.
Hey. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. And what Dallas Chuck T did, Dallas Chuck
yeah.
T has the highest rated episode of the Petty Murphy Project live interview.
That's what's
that started last year.
That's what's up.
Because of that track, trying to get even, sneaking in gigs, getting FM stations and platforms like us, blowing him up and helping him. Because he helped us. Exactly.
Straight like
he
my back. Man, he said it best, just like that. Your
culture. Yeah.
Dallas Chuck T, do you rock with the wrestlers and shit down that way?
No, man. I don't even look at wrestling no more, man. I grew up in old school. Y'all know shit. I grew up in old school, like The Rock, Undertaker, all that shit.
Right.
I don't even watch WWE no more, man. Can't even get into it no more.
Right.
Everybody full of
right. Stone. Well, man, it's a lot of wrestlers, man, down your way too, man, that they have like intro music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See a lot of them, man, sometimes they be coming out to artists' music and shit like that.
Shout out to Mason Price and the Chili Boys.
Oh yeah, big shout out to him, man.
And
big
the young gun Chandler Hopkins.
Yeah, man. They right down there in Young Gun Chandler Hopkins, he was the champ. I believe he in Dallas. And wasn't the Chili
uh-huh.
Boys, I think they in Dallas too, right?
They in
I
Dallas
so.
Too. Mason Price is in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, we're going to plug you up. And like I said, man, when it comes to Dallas, man, people got to understand with me, man, Dallas is in the heart. You dig?
Yeah.
So, if I got, like I said, my I talked to my little famo, man. I can't call him little, but I talked to my famo last night, man, and he was like, cuz old name. He was like, shit, man, I'm glad to see you. I'm like, man, I told you. I said, I ain't going to leave to the D. I said, the D just showed me love. But the thing is, the culture in y'all way, man, in y'all city, you know, everybody, of course, we from Oklahoma, man, in Kansas, so we know everybody that run and go to Texas when they ready to move. They go to Texas. Yeah. And I understand them too. That's where my ass should have went. But it is what it is. But it shows the love, the support. When it comes to listening, man, no bullshit, no blow up, man. Texas is always, like I said, Texas has always been number one for fucking with us, man, rocking with us, supporting. And it'd be wrong for us not to reach out to people like Dallas Tuck T and show love, because then that means we using the city, but we ain't showing no love to the city. And that ain't how we rock.
Nope.
I see people do that shit all the time, man. They be using people's cities, but then they don't never show love to not the people who you would say that's already made it, but they don't show love to like the real people of the cities.
Yeah, you know, like I share a lot of people YouTube videos out of Dallas, man. None of them happen. They may never share my video, but I don't be tripping.
Yeah, right. And see, I be watching a couple different, you know what I mean, YouTube shows. I be on the YouTube shows, man. Hey, I be on there for, that's where I go get my entertainment most of the time, too. You see me? I'm kind of waiting to certain situations boil over so they can get back to that, to the funny content and shit, man. But I know what they're covering right now. But
we talking about the same thing. I ain't really watching the same thing.
I kind of backed out, man, because I understand, like I said, man, I understand it with everybody pushing for, but shit, man, sometimes, I'm a Gemini, so I bounce around a lot. If you're at, I'm a researcher, I stay researching, and I love that shit, kind of, I'm a low-key nerd, man, so you got to keep my attention, and if you're talking about the same shit, I mean, you can only talk about the same shit so many different ways. I don't know. But you know what? A lot of motherfuckers love hearing the same shit over and over again. Petty.
Yeah.
With the street yard, man. Go ahead, man. Drop your information, man, to your show.
Everybody.
And to your YouTube page.
Everybody. Petty Murphy Project is making history tomorrow. And y'all need to tune in. Go to www.thepettymurphyproject.com. It will be up on Friday, but y'all need to be getting on the Petty Murphy Project, facebook.com/thepettymurphyproject. You'll be able to watch live interviews. I did a live interview with Dallas Tuck T. Did one with Miss Jamie Tucker. I've done one with Louisville Phil and J-Rod. I have done one with Rashida and Robin Capers. I've done it with Chop on It Radio, you know. I just did it with Ray the Factor, and I just had my interview yesterday.
Big shout out
ladies
to the Famo Ray the Factor, man.
Yes. Y'all,
that boy right there, real.
Y'all need to tune in because tomorrow night on the Petty Murphy Project, I have DJ Frostbite, who was at Most Hated Homecoming, and he did a live mix of his set, and it was dope. He had that motherfucking jerking. So he's going to be on tomorrow on the Petty Murphy Project. Also, I got Satilla STS on Thursday. I got DJ Nick Giz's twin brother, who's going to basically bust out some new-ass, dope-ass poetry.
Yeah, he's fire.
Also too. January 22nd, yep. Saturday, I got Nick Gibbs coming on the Petty Murphy Project Saturday night.
And
Sunday, I have my cousin's band, Severance, coming on at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Y'all, season 7, it's about to blow up, and with getting this blessing call yesterday and basically getting ready to finalize the deal within 48 hours, you motherfuckers may need to acknowledge my ass. Because
now check this out, man. We doing our season 6 ending episode, which is going to be, like I said, I'll be telling people, we done way more than 100 shows, but inside the back to business seasons, mm-hmm. we got different seasons, man, you know, names. Like right now we on Two Jerking. But on back to business, season 6, it's the 100th episode coming up, man. And what we going to do, man, we booking everybody, but we going to also put everybody on the flyer. We're going to put everybody on the flyer, man, with their name. You know, everybody going to get their love, and they just do, man. We're going to pump that shit and promote that shit hard. Dallas Chuck T, Teddy Murphy, man. Can I get y'all to pull up? We ain't set the date and shit yet. We're going to make sure it's a date and time, man, that works for, you know, everybody that everybody can make. But can we get y'all, man, on that 100th episode, man, to close season 6 out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me. I'm there.
Say less.
That's what it do. So I'll be getting with y'all, man. And like I said, we're going to get everybody that's booked and make sure we pick a date and time frame that's cool, you know, that fit with everybody, that everybody can make it, man. And we're going to promote everybody that's booked on there. Everybody going to get that promotion. If they got y'all got music or whatever, we're going to make sure we play that shit. We're going to get y'all on, let y'all pop y'all shit. You know what I mean? And just we just going to rock out, man, the whole show.
I'm with it.
With it.
That's what's up. Dallas Chuck T, go ahead, man. Give me information before we run up out of here.
Dallas Chuck T, you can Google me, Dallas Chuck T, spell it with 2 C's, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Apple Music, anywhere you can think of, I'm there. Dallas Chuck T, TikTok, anywhere. Check out my music on YouTube. That's where I really push, so check me out on YouTube.
Straight like that, man. So, hey, man, y'all keep it jerking. Y'all stay tuned for a lot of the moves. Make sure y'all go tap in with Dallas Chuck T. Make sure you go tap in with the Petty Murphy Project as well, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. Till next time, man, y'all keep it jerking, man. We out of here.